This is the second part of the discussion of the question put by the rich young man. What must I do to be saved? First part of the answer was, of course, to keep the commandments the Lord specified one by one. The rich young man replied, I've done all that. Anything more? Yes. Go, sell everything you have and give to the poor. Then come follow me. Our Lord did not mean that literally, except for those who take a vow of poverty. That's another matter. But the first question is that blessed are the poor in spirit, precisely those who are detached from the things of this world, whether they are many or are few. That becomes apparent from the comment of the apostles when our Lord mentioned it's very hard for a rich man to enter heaven. A camel could get through the eye of a needle. If you know how big a camel is, if you've ever been riding one, and just what a needle is like, you say it's another impossibility. But our Lord said it is not impossible to God. It's clear what our Lord had in mind. It's not just a few people who have a couple of million or trillion or whatever it may be. Any of us who is attached to the things of this world absolutely is rich. Rich in the things of this world that pass away, but not very rich in the things that last forever in heaven. And this is why, with the help of grace, the willingness to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, to risk my life, all my goods, all my possessions, all those relationships that I have with so many other good people, beginning with my close relatives and my own family. And our Lord goes on to explain, when the apostles then ask, all right, we understand what you are saying, what then do we obtain, what do we gain? What are the riches of heaven, of the kingdom of God, forever and ever? Not just a vague, as it were, allusion to something that is very great, but nothing very specific. The Lord made a very concrete answer to the apostles and those who walk in their footsteps, who have in a special way given up everything in order to proclaim the kingdom of Jesus and thereby risk their lives and everything that they have in a very unique fashion. You will sit by my side on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. That means the apostles, as it were, are those who will be exercised the various aspects of our Lord's ministry over all of those who come to believe and walk in his footsteps. And everyone else, our Lord points out, you will receive a hundredfold of whatever you have given up to follow me, even in this life. You say, as it were, I have to go away to serve our Lord. I cannot serve my father and mother any longer. But then you come back and find out that in serving Jesus, you have your mother and your father and your brothers and your sisters and all of those who are close to you in a way far, far profounder than you had them before. And in addition to that, all of the other wonderful persons who are children of Our Lady, as we are. We must keep that in mind. What does it mean when we say Our Lady is the universal mother? Precisely that, she is truly the mother of all of those who believe in Jesus. Without her mediation, we would not be believing in him. There is a maternal activity which is present there. And what does that give practically? That we find ourselves the friends and the neighbors, and those, as it were, who enjoy the company of all who believe in Jesus. We are all children of God. We are all brothers and sisters of Jesus. This is the import of that answer. Then one other thing our Lord goes on to add. Those who are first in this world, who put the things of this world for their good, but when we use them only to promote me, And that is one of the great evils of the present time, self-promotion of the worst kind. We will find ourselves in the last places. Last places often means not in heaven. Whereas those who are humble, those, as it were, who see that my right to own and dispose of is relative, it's not absolute. All these things ultimately belong to the Creator, but he makes them in such wise that he confides them also to my care to accomplish not in self-exaltation, but to help others. We see that in the role of the father in the family, and the mother in another way in the family. We see it in the religious communities, how in fact all of these things, as it were, they give us joy, but they're not absolute, as though this is happiness, but means of achieving a goal that is very important. St. Francis has it in his sixth chapter of his rule, when we take a vow of poverty, which is a special instance of leaving all things to follow Jesus, St. Francis says we become poor in temporal things, but already rich in virtue. There's a great difference from mere material goods and the true spiritual goods that come with growth in holiness and preparation, as it were, for receiving our Lord worthily and joyfully in Holy Communion, anticipation of the everlasting bliss of heaven, humility. To be able, as it were, to put oneself last and put Jesus first in your life. Curious, isn't it? The more we, as it were, forget ourselves in order to serve Jesus, to attend to our neighbor, like the Good Samaritan Jesus on the road to Jericho, we come to find ourselves in a far hard way. Let us thank Our Lady for being our mother. Indeed, as it was on the cross that Jesus, as it were, declared her, proclaimed her mother of all of us in the person of Saint John. Let us thank her and strive indeed to walk in the footsteps of our Lord. Not possible if we are not in the state of grace, but very possible to attain wonderful things in a very short time and to help others do the same. Praise be Jesus and Mary.